I wanted to ask you a couple of questions because on the internet, there's a lot of misinformation about the abortion pill. And while my experience is that there is a wide range of experiences, there really isn't enough information on good experiences with the abortion pill. And I usually recommend it for women that are under 7 weeks without much hesitation because it usually goes well. So I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions so that women would have, you know, a better understanding of what this can be like to take the abortion pill. First of all, you took one pill in the office, mm-hmm. and then how much later did you take the second set of pills? And you took those at home, right?
Yes. So the second set of pills was exactly 6 hours after, on the same day, and I went home, took those pills, and knew I was kind of just going to relax for the rest of the night, and then probably between 4 to 6 hours after I took the second set of pills, I started to feel the cramps. I went to sleep so that it it woke me up, but not an aggressive wake up. I just started to feel something happening, and it kind of happened over the course of the night. I would get up and go to the restroom, and but I was sleeping kind of in between.
So, and when you went to the bathroom, you started to bleed?
Yes, yeah. So if it was, I would go in to change the pad, and I would take a little bit of a break, sit down on the toilet, make sure that everything seemed okay. I wasn't gushing blood. It was very kind of steady flow of heavier than a period, your regular period, but really on par with a heavier period. I don't experience super heavy periods, so.
Okay, so that was Tuesday night, right. And then you went to work on Wednesday?
I worked from home on Wednesday only because I didn't know truly what to expect, so I didn't want to be sitting in my office, you know, and in case I was feeling very cramped, I have the luxury to work from home. So I did work from home that day, but I was working throughout the day. I woke up at regular time. I sat with my computer, and it was really more of a precaution for me to work from home.
Could you have gone into work?
Yeah, absolutely. I could have gone into work and been absolutely fine. It happened kind of while I was sleeping, and I was just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to start falling asleep at work. But I could have gone into work. I was completely fine. You feel that something's happening. You're going through some cramps, but nothing that's debilitating or I had to sit down and take many deep breaths more, just resting, knowing that your body's going through something, taking it a little bit slower than you normally would. I drank a ton of water. I drank a ton of tea. I ate very light. I ate toast and had soups throughout the day. And then on Thursday, it really started to slow down. On Wednesday, a small piece of mucus came out, and I kind of knew that that's what I was a little bit expecting. And it was just a small thing in the toilet bowl, and that was really kind of the end of my experience. And now it's a week later, and I feel completely fine. My bleeding has stopped. I'm not really experiencing any after effects.
Great, and we just did the follow-up visit, yeah. And everything looked perfect. Just 1 week later, doesn't look, you know, like you were pregnant. There's a lot on the internet about, you know, images that are disturbing about what actually passes. And I just showed you, right. You know, sort of the equivalent of the stage of pregnancy it was at.
Right.
Is there anything that could possibly be disturbing about looking at the tissue?
And not to me personally. I really wouldn't think to anybody. I don't even think you'd be able to differentiate between a regular period blood clot and this piece of mucus at 4 or 6 weeks. Truthfully, yes. If you can, you would have to be a doctor, I would think. I wouldn't even be able to go in a microscope. There was nothing disturbing to me. I knew my body was experiencing something, so I wasn't going to push myself. I took it slow. I wasn't planning on working out or being out or being really active on those days. It was 2 days of taking it slow and really taking care of your body and taking care of yourself. But beyond that, it was a very easy decision for me personally to make after I was finished with the taking the pill and the bleeding and all of that. I wasn't disturbed. Nothing visibly upset me. It didn't make me question my decision. It made me feel like I did the right thing and I moved past it like healthily and positively, truthfully.
I'm always more an advocate of the procedure personally, but I think the advantage of the abortion pill is often emotional.
Yeah.
Because it helps women, I think, to feel like it's more like getting your period or having a very early miscarriage. It's not that much of a difference. And Is that how you feel?
I would say that's pretty accurate. I also feel like it's almost like a little bit cleansing. In a way, in like a very natural way. Like it almost feels like I experienced a release.
Yeah.
Like I made a decision and I wanted to kind of see it through. Makes it sound weird, but it felt like very natural. It felt like cleansing. It felt like when I was over the bleeding and those 2 days of a little bit of cramping and feeling like I was going through something, it felt better to kind of the next couple of days to work through it. And it was nice to be able to be at home to kind of take that time for yourself to think through it and to like physically go through it.
You know, a lot of women are still being put to sleep to go through something like this. And for me, I feel that either the procedure or the pill, the way we provide these services allows you to go through the process of letting go and going through the process of ending the pregnancy, which is a physical thing and it's an emotional thing. And there is something I like about the word release.
Yeah, it is. I know it's a medical procedure, but it's also, it's certainly an emotional decision. I think it's also kind of a very personal decision for your own life, for the life that you were thinking about bringing in or not. And it really, I would say it's incredibly important to be present. I would not want to be put to sleep because I feel like you go to sleep, you wake up, and then it's over. And I would feel like I would maybe be like, oh no, maybe I would like regret it a little bit then. In this way, I kind of processed it for that whole day. I was in the office, we spoke about it, went home, you know, thought about it more, took the pills like many hours after, and then like the process happens a couple hours after that, and you are kind of able to like prepare yourself mentally and physically for it in a way that if I was just put to sleep, a procedure happened, and then woken up and being like, okay, everything's all done, I don't know if you have that same process and like understanding.
Yes, but I often compare it sort of to midwifery, you know, in that we're kind of the midwifery of ending pregnancy, and that midwifery believes in supporting our natural processes to go through delivering a baby. That was what I chose personally.
Right, right.
And our role as health providers in these situations, as caregivers, is to support women to go through the process they need to go through.
Right.
And that can be very different for different women.
Right.
What I always say, the medical aspect of this is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do it.
Right.
You know, the procedure is a couple of minutes, and the pill is fairly simple to implement.
One to two,
So for me, a lot of what we're doing is being by your side.
Right, right.
Providing you the right expectations.
Absolutely.
And then really being here to support you emotionally and also helping you to figure out what you need to go through that.
Right.
Do you feel that happened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, absolutely. I also feel that when I first learned about you guys, it was actually from my eldest sister. If you do need an option, you go to this place because you won't walk in and feel uncomfortable. Nobody's going to make you question your decision. They're going to have a conversation with you about it. They're going to ask you questions, but nobody is going to, even though I understand that it's that it's a difficult thing to decide. It's also a difficult, emotionally a difficult thing to go through. It is a decision at the end of the day that has to do with my body and my body alone. So if you want to come into a place that you're making a decision off for your body and your life and yourself, and somebody's going to support you and aid you in making those decisions. But I would say to come here or a place like here, I know that it's a debate a lot of people have, but it's at the end of the day, it's my life, it's my body, and I alone have to go through it. So if I'm not ready to do that, I'm not ready to do that. And I don't really feel personally that I feel sorry that I had to make this decision. I wish I was smarter previous to it, but I don't feel overly sad where I need to come in and be apologetic and sad for making a decision. You made a decision. It's your decision, and again, it's yours kind of alone. But here, felt supported in my decision. I don't think you and your entire staff, even down to everybody who answers the phone, is kind and generous and willing to let you know, even without kind of vocally saying anything, that this is your decision and we're here to help you with kind of whatever way you decide. So I think it's an incredibly important part of it, and I obviously don't know medicine, but it was just administering a pill. But going through that and you guys walking me through it and giving me endless amount of information on, if this happens, call us. If this happens, call us. If this happens, it's normal. All of those things are very important for when you're sitting, it occurring to you, to be able to read and be like, oh, somebody else had this moment of nervousness and called them, but this is normal. So yes. I think it's very important to have the support, as opposed to just being like, yeah, you had a procedure. Now can you leave our clinic or can you leave our doctor's office? It's more than that.
You know, I was on a national site at one point where I was answering all, you know, all experts, mm-hmm. answering women's questions, and so many of them were about the abortion pill. And the problem with a lot of places that provide it is they don't provide follow-up, or they charge for follow-up. Mm. That's exactly when you need help with the abortion pill.
Right, exactly.
You know, you need to call. You need to know you can call somebody at any point if, you know, to see how it's going.
And
that's why we, you know, we organize it the way we do, that mm-hmm. all care is included.
Right.
Even if you need 10 follow-ups, you know.
Yeah.
But in your situation, it was very straightforward. But, you know, I loved what you said about the decision.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just say, you know, your pregnancy test is positive.
Right.
I assume you've come here to end your pregnancy, or are you still making your decision?
Right.
And I always look at women in the eye, and I can tell whether they have or not. And then I feel that my job is to make sure women have made their decision.
Right.
But it's funny how a lot of women feel like in that moment they have to justify it to me.
Yeah.
And, I don't ask the question, but right after I ask it for the next 10 minutes, they tell me their life story and why they have to. It's like we get on the defensive because of the topic.
But it really frustrates me. It's not something, I'm not advocating that people go out, be irresponsible with their sex lives, and then say like, oops, now I have to make this. Don't think it's an overly life-altering decision. Or it's not for me. I feel like I'm only saying that. I feel bad to say that because I've been conditioned to say that. I don't really feel that bad saying that. It wasn't a decision that it makes me sad in the moment, of course, but every person kind of grows up, and as a woman, you think about when you're going to bring life into the world and all of those things, and if you're connected to your mom, you think about it, and I have a bunch of sisters, so it's like we're a very women-centric household, but it's going to be a decision that obviously I consider and I think about and all of those things, but I don't think it's altering my life. Like, I'm going to go to work after this. I have to go to work after this.
Yes.
You have to make decisions sometimes that
aren't
incredibly easy, but they're decisions that you have to make, and you have to make them for yourself.
Yes.
So
as women, I sometimes feel that's who we are as women.
We make
hard decisions.
All the time.
We have to make these incredibly hard decisions. And here is such an example of that. The whole world has opinions about what you're doing.
Right.
And you have to stand up and look in the mirror and say what's right for you and execute it.
Right.
And you have the hormones involved and you have all your own personal stuff involved. I think why I still love this work after 20 years. I mean, never have I come in for a day that I haven't felt so rewarded by my work.
Yeah.
And it's this. I think if I had to say what it is, it's this, that I just have so much respect for women and the way we have to live our lives, and especially in these days.
Absolutely.
You know, of what we want to accomplish and achieve, and we have so much we want to do.
Right.
And I'd say most of the women who come to me are moms. So
that's
an even more difficult
situation. I can't even.
But that's because our lives are so rich.
Right.
And we're doing so much, and we're so involved in so many things. And at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror and say, where am I at right now? Is this what I want right now?
Right.
And the other thing I love about what you're saying, and this I agree with you, what you said is shared by most women who come here, but everybody is so afraid of saying it, including myself.
Right.
I don't feel like we're doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think anything is being hurt.
I feel like the only reason that I am prefacing it saying that I feel bad or I feel almost conflicted to say it is not because I'm conflicted in my feelings or my brain. It's because we've been conditioned to feel that way. We've been told that it's a wrong thing. And I think if any male had to carry a child or go through the things that you have to go through when you are pregnant, your body changes, your mind changes, your whole priorities change. And if you're not ready to do that, it's nobody else's decision but your own.
Yeah.
Like, this is my second procedure, and this is very honest, but I've had the same partner for 6 years. We met when I was a freshman in college, and it's the same person that I've gone through this with, and I want to do it personally. When I made the appointment, we were away. I was away for work, and he actually joined me for the last couple of days of the trip, and I had to tell him, and I had to tell him on a work trip, because that's when you have time to talk about these things. We don't have time. He's working like crazy. I'm working like crazy. We've been together 6 years, and we could probably, if I could say we could do it, I'm sure we could. We both have good jobs. We live in New York City. We both have amazing families that would provide us support and all those things. It's really that I don't want to do it.
Yes.
It's actually kind of the first time that I've said it out loud to anybody else other than him. I don't want to do it right now.
Yes.
It's so sad.
Why is that so hard to say?
I don't know, it's even making me emotional. I don't.
Why is that so hard to say? You know, you don't want to do this right now. Not every moment in life is a time to have a baby.
Right.
It is the rest of your life. I mean, my son is now 26, and it is not over, I can tell you. You know, it's the rest of your life.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely. The rest of how I know he's a great person, and how I know he would be a parent, and how I would be a parent would be absolutely everything would be about our child together. And we both have so much more that we want to do. Like, I was on a work event trip when I had to tell him, and it was so weird because we had to have this whole long conversation, and we were having a very emotional conversation, and then we went out to a large staff dinner with my entire team, where I was awarded an award, and he was so excited and so proud, and he was like, "This, I feel like, is almost a good sign. You can't, these are things you would have to give up, and these are things that you love to do. And I'm sure I would love my child, and I'm sure it would be a very happy time. But right now, at 24, I want to be being happy and being successful in those ways." When I read all the abortion stuff, it makes me go insane. And it was really topical, that article about Donald Trump's comments and the new FDA regulations came out... I think it was on Thursday. I was in Starbucks and I saw it on the cover of New York Times, and I was like, how strangely weird and topical. If I didn't have this option, I would not be the same person.
Yes.
I would have two children at 24. I can't even fathom. And I went to a good college. I enjoy working. I have a lot more things to do, and we can't, unfortunately, as women, we can't really do it all. So I would have to give something up, and I'm not willing to do that. It may sound selfish, but it's not what I want.
That's the other crazy thing. Selfish. Like, how in the world is this selfish?
It's the opposite.
Yeah. That's what I say to these moms. The moms are the ones that feel like it's selfish. And I just say, why is that selfish? You want to give the child you have what you can and not drain yourself.
I've had the same boyfriend for 6 years. When we have a child together, I want it to be for when we're super excited. It
you
doesn't have
both
to
be
excited. Right.
You might be jumping up and down when you see
right,
that pregnancy
exactly.
test.
Not like, oh God, throw out the pregnancy test. Like, we have to go to a work dinner right now.
I can't say
anything to anybody. So, but it's tough to more like say that out loud, because other than him, I really haven't said that to anybody. But it's about what you want and what you want out of your life before you're ready to bring another life into it.
Yes.
I feel like people don't consider the next, like, Yeah, having a baby would be awesome. I'm sure they're fun to hang out with, and they're cute, and they're sweet, and they smell good, and all of those things.
It's gonna be the best moment of your life when you have a baby. It's the greatest thing, and you should cherish it and be excited. But if you don't want to do it now, that's okay. To me, nothing's getting hurt. I think that's what the biggest cultural impact that people with political motives who feel that we're such bad people doing this, you know, have had, because I find that women, accomplished women, professional women, feminist women are coming in here and we somehow, it's infiltrated to our soul.
And this is how I actually
feel,
but I would feel terrible. I, like I said, I have a family filled with women, and I would have a hard time, and I'm very close with my mom. We talk about a lot. I would have a hard time telling her that because I just think it's literally ingrained in us, and it's ingrained in this older generation that this is bad, and women stay home and take care of children. So if you get pregnant, that's what you do.
That's
kind of baloney. I don't want to do that. So it is crazy, and it's crazy how even when you make the decision and you don't really have regret or guilt or any of those things, you still see it like
you
creeping
should
in. Yeah, you almost then start to question yourself, because I was like, am I crazy for not being like regretful? I was like, no, don't go down that path, because then you'll start questioning everything.
Well, that's surprisingly what I see day in and day out. Is women are clear usually the moment they see the pregnancy test that they don't want to end it, but then they spend weeks going through this cycle of questioning themselves that comes really not from themselves but from the culture that's been created. And it's really quite astounding when you think about it.
Or then at the end of the day, for as much as, you know, it's really great if you have a partner, if you have a husband or a boyfriend or anybody, a friend that says it's your decision, that's a really great person and partner to have in your life, but it's also really difficult because, like, it really is then your decision, and you don't want to make a decision that really affects two people and do something that both really wouldn't, you know, want. So even though it really comes down to what you can do, because even though, yes, you're husband, boyfriend, partner, friend may have a child as well, they're not going to be carrying this child. They're not going to be the primary caretaker. So
thank you so much.
Welcome.